We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Have it.
That's the best thing. That was Bill O'Reilly, right?
Yeah. There's like another great one that's Stop the Hammering. Have you seen that one?
Oh, jeez.
What is that? Stop the Hammering.
Also Bill O'Reilly.
No, it's another guy, I think, from CNN.
I'm all tangled up in these stools. Unfortunately, at this point.
We'll do it live.
We are live.
F it.
We'll do it live. Yeah, that's classic. Anyways, we were on, I don't know when's the last time we posted.
Oh, well, when we got in that fight. So we had to take a little hiatus.
Yeah, was that Gladiator? That's the last one I had labeled. It wasn't Gladiator.
No, we had to do something else.
We need Gladiator with somebody, don't we?
Someone was on Gladiator? Like a guest?
No, I guess.
I feel like we haven't had a guest in a long, long time.
I know. Hudson's out of town.
Hudson, he's fired.
He's fired.
I would like that to be official. No, we did Red One. That was the big fight.
Red One, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we had Hunt.
Hunt for Gladiator.
Gladiator too.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I can't believe we forgot Hunt.
I thought he was good. Best. I thought Hunt was a good guest.
Great. He was great. But yeah, we gotta give our shouts out to Patty McSweeney.
Yep.
May she rest in peace.
R.I.P. Patty McSweeney. This episode is dedicated to you.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's good.
High views.
Yeah.
If it's anything like her reception, whatever you call it.
It'll be a lot of people.
I know.
It was
thousands.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
I was telling John.
Love Patty, and I liked Patty. I had no idea she was that well liked.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, half Philadelphia was there.
And I just saw a guy at the gas station, like, an hour ago that was, like, all dressed to the nines in Philly, and he's from Philly.
Oh, really?
So apparently people from Philadelphia are trying to get here.
What do you mean?
I mean, that guy lives about 5 miles away from mom, and they probably grew up about 5 miles away from each other.
Maybe.
He said he lived right by the stadium, and from where we were to how
we were
close
in New Jersey.
Was, were we? You thought we were in Philadelphia for the longest time.
No. I knew when we crossed the double-decker bridge,
we were
in Sewell, New Jersey.
We were coming back from the funeral, and you said, now we're in Philly.
I did get confused at one point.
Yeah,
it's crazy how close
trip.
They are.
Yeah, everything was so close. They drive, I mean, like, I remember when me and Hudson took that trip to give Ava that car. It was like, all right, see y'all, we're going to New York. And then it was like 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, dude, the states there are like the size of Georgia combined.
So, like, Philly, New Jersey.
Pennsylvania's pretty big. Pennsylvania's
not big?
New York's pretty big, but I think, like, all those big cities are kind of in the same area.
Have you seen the map? I don't know if we've ever talked about this, but like how big countries really are. And we downsized Africa so it didn't look like they were just like...
Yeah, yeah, it's massive. I also saw when you put... So
we should make it a little bit smaller on the map, don't y'all think?
Yeah, it's like,
we don't want...
It's massive. I actually was just seeing this with a map of Australia and its actual size.
Huge.
Once Australia's on Africa, it looks kind of small. But on Europe, it's like most of the continent.
It's all of Europe.
And it made me think Russia's a lot smaller than we've been led to believe.
They're making the maps.
They're also making the maps.
Oh, jeez. We need one true map. I got a map up on my wall. It means nothing.
I think if we looked at it, we'd be like, oh, this map is hideous.
Oh, you think?
Doesn't look anything.
Way too much Africa. How many countries could
what black person made this map?
Yeah. This yeah. Trying to switch it out would be like, it would be a little bit
Whoa.
Of an issue. Wait. There's no way, right?
Yeah, they probably made it back when they were like, guys.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it was pretty racist when they were making it.
They were like, if we let them know how many of them there are.
There's a lot. We're just getting started over here.
Yeah, I already thought
they're one sail away, and now they know where we are.
Yeah.
Everybody knew where America was at some point.
I already thought it was big before. Now it's just absolutely massive.
I know. I'd like to see how many countries or continents could fit inside of Africa.
loads.
Like the Texas thing, I feel like.
Well,
Texas
there's already like hundreds of countries in Africa.
So continents. That's a continent.
No, I don't think it's that big. Like Americas could probably both fit in there, and then maybe throw in like I don't know.
Afghanistan.
That's a country. Are we doing?
Man, this is a history class. I'm better than most. Have you seen those people that are like, how many continents are there? And they're like, 15.
What are they thinking?
I don't know.
Do you think you get the?
You ever seen like the roadside like math questions, and you're like, 32, and then they're like, who was the first president of the United States? George Washington.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've seen some of that. It's really bad.
People are like.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Idiots.
How far do you think the moon is? Taylor asked me this, and I felt like a real Nimrod.
Shit.
it's bad. My guess is terrible.
100,000 miles.
Okay, that's way better than me.
250,000 miles.
That's really close. It's like 279,000.
Okay. What'd you guess?
Like 3,000. Dude, I don't know. Yeah. Well, like when you fly an airplane,
maybe you were thinking about the moon landing in California. That was about 3,000 to the studio that they did the moon landing on.
Like you're not even a mile in the air. I don't think when you're flying an airplane.
When does the ozone quit out?
And so I figured 3,000 times an airplane. Yeah, I'm probably on the moon. I mean, if we landed there,
right?
Now that I know we're 300,000 miles away. I'm getting more and more.
Oh my gosh. We don't even want you on the wagon anymore.
I still believe we land on the moon.
All right.
I don't believe many conspiracies.
I hope God lets me know. I hope he sits our whole family down in heaven and says, he was right. And me and Mom are sitting there like,
yeah, on your high horse. You think he's going to just give you a high horse to sit on too while he's at it? I'd like you two to sit on this Clydesdale real quick while I have an announcement to make.
Clydesdale, that's a phenomenal horse.
That's a high horse.
Yeah. I wish Mom would get a Clydesdale.
How much bigger do you think they are than
ours? It's a marvel to look at.
Really?
I think he would dwarf Rocky.
Yeah.
And he was a big horse.
You know how big mooses are?
I think mooses would be pretty comparable to the average size male horse.
No, moose are
head height difference, I would think it would be in moose's favor.
Dude, they have long legs.
I don't think
huge.
They're Clydesdale with horns. I think they're smaller than a Clydesdale.
Oh, they're not as dense, but I think moose are much bigger than horses.
I can see it.
I'll have to look it up. But me and Zach went to Philadelphia for a couple days last week.
Trip up, we watched Transformers 1. Trip down, John. Trip back to Georgia, John finished Transformers 1. He was so dumb.
It said that there was like 15 minutes left and we had landed. And it was
you
like
minus
10
for credits. And then you, like, I was actually like, so here's how I know. So we watched Transformers 1, the animated Transformers movie, on the way up there. We watched Wild Robot on the way back. Here's how I know Transformers 1 was a lot better. Because I didn't want the flight to end. Like, the dude would make an announcement, and I was like, dude, 1. Shut up!
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wanted to finish Transformers 1, and I also rated it better. I didn't rate it a lot better.
I didn't
rate
it significantly better.
But, you know, Wild Robot is talk of the town. It's got, like, 4 Emmys or something.
4 Nemmys. Nemesis? With how sweet of a movie that was?
Yeah, it has like a lot of
like
Golden Globes.
Wild
or
Robot is a real feel good movie. Made me feel good.
I thought it was like
more kids movie.
It should have been. It should have made me feel better. But I guess maybe when you're dealing with robots, I'm also like, well, that's a robot.
You wanted to cry or something?
I mean, with all the Golden Globes it was getting, it should have made me feel really good.
Oh, I mean, there's many anime movies that made me cry, and this one wasn't one of them.
Not even
but
close.
But if it was in a different setting.
No, I don't think it was that good.
I may have dropped a tear or something, but
It was pretty good.
She reconfigured her code to feel emotions. I believe that was what she was. She said, "I love you" or something by the end of it.
She was just, I mean, they do that stuff with robots all the time.
Yeah, they're always reconfiguring their code, and it's like, hey.
Yeah, stop messing around in there. Yeah. We made this code for a reason.
Yeah, we could just they can just open up the container.
Yeah, it was and start it's reconfiguring messed up.
Their code. No, sir. But yeah, Transformers 1 was way better.
I we went to Philadelphia for a funeral, and surprisingly enough, it was a great trip.
Great trip. It was the OG 6.
Yeah, that was actually a blast. We're going to have to find a way to make that happen more often.
Yeah, Matt was the start of the downfall of the Six Knights. And then you guys all...
Well, I'd be cool with the in-laws and doing OG 9, but all the kids is when it gets kind of like,
yeah, well now if this you have isn't all nine fun. Of us, then it's like, okay.
Well, the kids is what makes it like exhausting and not more fun.
Yeah. I had a blast.
I had a blast too.
Yeah.
Man, the food there slaps.
Honestly. Did you bring a pretzel back? I didn't think the steak was as good. I brought two back. No,
steak was completely good. Just that.
It was not cooked to the medium satisfaction.
Well, you get medium rare.
I get medium rare. I would have gotten medium rare there, but if I knew they were going to cook it. I normally get
medium rare, but I've been on a medium train. If I knew they were going to cook it
medium well, I would have asked for medium rare, so I got medium.
Yeah.
Because they cooked it a little overdone.
Yeah, there were some overdone pieces. It wasn't medium all the way.
There was no pink.
There was some pink. There was pink.
In the middle. Yeah.
Not on the edge, on the perimeter?
No pink on that pork chop. I was furious.
Did you bring home pretzels?
I brought home two, but I think they like reconfigure your bag to see if you're smuggling anything. And for like a quick second, I thought TSA just jugged one of my pretzels.
Did you ever find it?
Yeah, I found it at the bottom.
Did you eat them already?
Oh, they're long gone.
Oh, man. Did you eat it like I mentioned?
No.
I bought two packs, gave Taylor a pack and me a pack.
I ate both packs.
Yeah. Well, I heated it up, rubbed butter on it, and then sprinkled some salt on it.
It already has so much salt, I feel.
But once you rub the butter on it, most of the salt goes away.
Yeah, I can see that.
But once it was covered in butter, it was probably the best pretzel I've ever had in my entire life.
You think it was significantly better than any Wild Wild pretzel you've eaten differently?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Also, they're much better when you get them hot off the press.
Did you put mustard on it?
Oh.
Okay.
Make a dick.
I didn't have any yellow mustard, so I had to use spicy mustard.
I also mixed my mustard with some mayo, made a little fancy sauce. You don't love mayo?
Not like that.
I love mayo.
I feel like it takes away from mayo, ketchup, and mustard. Now you got like a burger sauce that's perfect.
Yeah, but I don't need ketchup on a...
I don't quite understand that one.
It's basically like what you said, but I don't want ketchup on my mustard. On my pretzel.
Okay.
I don't want ketchup on my mustard for a pretzel.
Yeah. Mayo and mustard doesn't make sense. I had to use spicy mustard.
What do you put on a sandwich?
Mayo.
No mustard?
Mustard.
Okay.
Yeah, but different.
You know different sides the best of the brand. Thing ever?
They never touch.
When you do mayo and mustard at Publix and then they mix and they got a great mayo mustard. Subs at, oh my, it's gotta be the slowest place on planet Earth.
Especially this one. Yeah. There are some dipshits behind the counter.
Dude, if there's two people in line, I'm like, no sub for me, dog.
Yeah. Oh man. Tell you what's one of the worst things is going to Publix with a buddy. Who's like, oh, I'm going to get a pub sub, and then you're like, all right, great, I'll just
you
like,
got to order in advance. I'll just
play hopscotch in the
you can order, like, if you know you want one, you can place your order.
I've seen them put it there.
And that's also fantastic, thought, like, but you got to place it in advance, too.
I could just steal this.
You not steal it, can but steal it anything pay. That you want.
Take it and pay.
Well.
Like, if like, they were set up for, like, a sub, and
how
I read
you know you're going to like it?
Turkey Club, I think it prints on the receipt.
It says exactly what's on it.
Maybe not exactly, but I'm not. But what if they were like
heavy onion and black olive, no turkey, just cheese?
Cheese.
Turkey, cheese, no turk, black olive, and onion. And you, wasted your time stealing that, and someone who would have loved that sandwich is out of their sandwich.
But then I have to go back and just buy sliced turkey.
Get rid of a few of the olives and onions.
I like black olives.
Not all of them, but I said they were heavy. This was heavy. This is a black olive.
This is a black olive.
Man, remember that sandwich I made us that one time? Kind of craving one.
Oh, man. The
black olive and cream cheese?
Yeah, that was like...
Invincible or something?
It was definitely Invincible.
They ate a black olive and cream cheese.
Was it?
Man,
it was definitely Invincible, but I don't remember if it was like season two. Or,
man, that was so good.
It was delicious. Yeah, like, I'm getting off track, but that was like shockingly good to a point where I would definitely eat it again.
I would love to have one right now.
8.2.
Yeah.
Man, and it was just like sandwich. What?
It was toasted bread with black olives and cream cheese.
Yeah, and it was delicious.
It was delicious, dude. Yeah. We got to get another one of those.
Honestly, like,
remember the time we hammered those ham sandwiches as fast as we could, and it was like eating concrete?
With Big Will's meat.
Big Will said he's going to make us a couple hams, and we're going to see who can eat the most ham.
Oh, that's an absurd. Big Will should do that for the episode he's on.
Yeah, we'll get him on an episode. He's going to bring two honey baked hams. We're going to weigh them.
Or bring us a spread and we can rate them. Yeah. I'd rather do a spread.
Oh, a rating of all Big Will's food would be great.
Yeah. I'd be like,
this one's like a
no more
10.
Barbecue. Yeah. At some point, I just had to say.
Sometimes, I mean, his brisket slaps.
Big Will is an artist in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I'm proud of him.
But I would kind of love to do the honey baked ham. Eat as much.
Would you like try and do it in slices, or do you think you'd go full bite?
Oh, you certainly would. You'd lose like that. I could
face
hammer.
To bite?
Yeah. If you just face to bite it.
Yeah, I could definitely do that.
You would get a big mouthful and then you'd be stuck chewing.
Yeah, well, you're just not. Your
the ham sandwich contest I did was.
I crushed you in it.
No, well, I did too big of a bun. A delicious, glorious bun.
Yeah, ciabatta.
But it's really dry. That was a funny game.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought us two sandwiches because I would have been pissed if that was the last sandwich.
Oh, yeah, I brought one for you to enjoy as well.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Man, something with Big Will and food sounds beast.
Yeah, we need to reconvene with them.
He'll probably listen to this episode. He hits me up afterwards. Calls chins. Got to keep on watching, and that we do, folks.
That we do.
What the heck happened over there?
What?
Lost the button?
No, I almost clicked, like, stop streaming and stop recording, almost, like, instinctually.
Oh, wow, that would have been brutal.
Yeah, I, like, was hovering over, and I was like...
I think it was a pretty solid start, too.
Yeah, so and you hate... We had a solid start with Matt McClain.
Oh, that
was
brutal.
And I fudged it all up. And then the next hour.
Especially if you have a joke that you planned all day.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I hate a joke like that I planned all day.
Sometimes you'll be like, oh, I have something funny I can say on the pod.
I'll do that a lot. And I'll be like, I need to write this down. And then I'll be like, what was I? And that's the worst.
Yeah.
Because I do that a lot. I'll be thinking of stuff like on the road. And I'll be like, that's pretty funny.
Should write that down.
Can't do it anymore. Yeah. Transformers 1, animated movie. It's about the origin of pretty much all the ones you know. You all know them.
Optimus Prime, Bumblebee. Megatron, Bumblebee, those are the main three.
Yeah, I don't know who the pink girl was.
Nah, she wasn't even in Transformers, the first one. I think
there
she was
like
in the second one.
There were like some chicks with wheels on their feet in one of them.
Yeah, I think that was the second one.
But she's not that person.
No, I think she probably is, but I'm saying she wasn't in the first one ever.
Well, you would have thought that was like
they had added a chick.
Optimus Prime's ride or die.
Well, it's 2025, dude. They were adding a chick.
Yeah, that's fair.
They needed a chick character. Oh yes, go Joe.
How many of these people? I'm getting tired of the A-list celebrities.
Yeah, I mean,
Chris Hemsworth and ScarJo are both in this movie.
ScoJo is what people call her.
No.
ScoJo.
No.
Yeah, ScarJo. Makes more sense.
No one calls her ScoJo. Are you being serious?
Look it up. Everyone calls her ScoJo. Nobody calls her ScarJo.
ScoJo?
ScoJo. It rolls off the tongue. Now, yours makes more sense phonetically.
How am I supposed to look this up?
Type in ScoJo.
ScarJo, Scarlett Johansson. I'll look up ScoJo.
Does it say ScarJo like anyone calls her that?
It's ScoJo's Eatery.
Is that her?
You're wrong.
No, people call her ScoJo.
I think he just made it up. I don't hate it. I think it does sound a little bit cooler, but it doesn't with their name.
It doesn't have to make sense. It's provocative and it gets people going.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want them to do? Fill it with a bunch of randos? Chris Hemsworth had a perfect voice for Optimus Prime.
Please.
They also gave Megatron to a kind of a random guy.
At the end of the movie, they sort of switch from Chris Hemsworth when he's doing like the "I am Optimus Prime" to the OG dude, and then made it like once he switched and got like the heart of.
Yeah, that would have been pretty cool.
I like that dude's voice way more than I like Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, but it wasn't as like animated movie. You know, they still had to be
buddy buddy. He's probably in like 100 Transformers animated shows. I think they probably used him solely. Besides on this movie.
Oh, do you think that the guy from the original cartoons, the guy in the movies?
I would think so.
Wow.
I think he's been in the game for a long time. I saw this, like, interview of how he was, like, figuring out how to do the voice. And
okay, well, I didn't know he was so beast.
He's beast.
I didn't know
he was so beast. I bet he's rich.
I didn't know his game.
I don't know, like, who do you think makes more money? Like, a voice actor in America or a... voice actor in Japan.
America. But not even like, close.
But in Japan, One Piece, so One Piece, for example, has 1,000 shows. 1,000 episodes.
Dad told me in Japan that everyone there gets paid...
so little and gets worked so hard.
Based off how... you get paid solely based off how long you've worked somewhere.
Really?
So, like, once you've got 10 years, you get paid a bump.
Oh!
And the guy that he was talking to when they sold their company was like, oh man, how we get paid in Japan is brutal. Like, I'm working with all these guys over here that get paid way, 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 way more than me. But I'm like
people that are like, he was their superior. But
yeah,
it was
but
like
if they're in America, they like make way more money.
But also, to be fair,
the dollar goes way farther over there.
Amen. But yeah, because like, if I moved to Japan right now, with the savings that I have, I could live for about 5 years, I think.
Yeah.
Depending on, like, I don't know the rent situation or anything over there. I think you have to pay a lot up front. Would it, like, be a crazy issue? But I don't know how rent works.
Yeah. There.
But, like, when I went to Japan, it would be, like, a bowl of ramen for, like, $4.
And this well,
would
imagine be how bad he's got then. So not only is he making less than you,
he's living in America.
If you guys switch places, he'd be screwed.
Oh,
he lived for a week.
Everything's so expensive.
I can't do it anymore.
I work 60 hours a week. I can't pay for a meal.
But yeah, America, they make more money doing anything here.
Yeah.
Except for soccer. Wants to move here.
Soccer. I think that's where the most paid athletes are. The highest paid athlete.
Yeah, but like in the Euro League.
Yeah, like a Messi or.
But Messi came over and played. He plays in Miami.
Yeah, but that was like the same thing that. Who did that? Who's the
Zlatan?
One married to Ice Spice? Not Ice Spice.
David Beckham?
Yeah, David Beckham.
He was in, not Messi. I think Messi was like something. The GOAT. Like if Michael Jordan played soccer.
Okay, well, Beckham. I feel like there's an argument. I'm not English enough for this, but I feel like people would say Beckham was just as cool as
No, it's not even close. I think David Beckham was like the best in England.
What about Messi to Ronaldo?
That's closer, but Messi's like the overall GOAT.
Have you seen how high Ronaldo jumped on like that one header he did
recently?
Like over a guy? No, I don't think
They're both like 35 or something. Ronaldo's probably like older, probably. 40.
You would think Ronaldo's older than Messi?
Yeah, Messi, I think, was a beast as soon as he came in, so you've just known his name for a long time. I don't know dick about soccer, but I do know that those are the two best.
Messi's 37.
Ronaldo's probably 30. Maybe he is.
39.
Okay. Wow.
You know soccer? I forgot you played in high school.
Yeah, that's why I know all this. And then that guy in France, that black dude in France is really beast.
Huh?
Mbappe.
Mbappe?
Mbappe. He's beast. But yeah, yeah. So Messi, like, playing over there is not like David Beckham. It's like if Michael Jordan went and played in the Euro League. But I think maybe because he's old, but also Miami paid him, like, hundreds of millions.
I bet. Yeah, that's like, you can build a whole entire franchise. Like, people will show up just to see Messi. Same with, like, Caitlin Clark, and she's apologizing for getting the MVP this year.
She did?
She said something like,
man, they're going to bully her into being a puss and make me hate her.
I wish Caitlin Clark would just go, no, I like her.
Not if she's going to apologize.
I mean, like, I like her as much as I like any other WNBA basketball player, and I'll tell you, it's very low. I thought
she was cool. Oh,
well. I hate sports. I don't watch sports. You expect me to watch WNBA?
You just won the Fantasy Football League.
Yeah, and I didn't watch a single down. I watched some, but I mean, like, that was my favorite thing to brag about.
You don't watch any sports ever?
I mean, like, if somebody invited me to a Falcons game, I'd go to that Falcons game, and I would enjoy it. I know all the rules and stuff.
What do you have on Sunday?
Something I don't have to pay attention to.
You don't have to pay attention to sports. That's the best part.
Okay, so, like, I do that with, like, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Like, I'm watching that right now.
Never seen it.
On, like, the fourth season. Barely know what's going on. There's this, like, what
have
I've
you ever
done,
seen it before?
Yeah, but like, even if I've seen it before, it doesn't really mean I've seen it.
What are you doing?
Just on my phone or something, or walking around the house. Doing, yeah, like, I'll have it on in like doing laundry. And stuff,
I think
and I'll just
football is a great laundry.
That's fair, but I just have, and also, so I will try to find, like a football
because
game,
I
specific
would
football
aimlessly
games.
Watch stuff like you. And now I think I'm kind of getting exhausted of that.
Oh, I'm exhausted by it because I've figured out something. So this is like the same with The Office. It's the same with a lot of shows. There's this like point, like season one, it's funny, but they're still like figuring out their characters.
It peaks around three.
Season three, exactly what I was about to say. It peaks, they figured out their characters, and then they go just a little bit too far.
Yeah, yeah.
Like season three, Kevin from The Office, perfect. By the end of The
I'm
Office,
not gonna dog on The Office too much because even at the end, I think they had some great parts.
Kevin was like
borderline
mentally challenged.
Yeah, yeah.
He made up a number and he was an accountant.
Clevin. Yeah, actually,
one plus Clevin gets you home by seven.
I quoted that to Taylor recently.
Really,
I love that line.
Yeah, it's
so
a great
that's funny.
Line. It's hilarious, but I mean,
I think that The Office peaked around like 3-4. But I think it was good all the way through. Even after Michael left, I think there was some good stuff.
I watched it like, I watched the old seasons, like the later seasons, just as much as I did the old. Like if I starred The Office,
yeah,
I would watch it completely through.
Yeah, so it's all good.
No qualms. Yeah, it's all good. But like, there's like a peak and then there's a downfall.
I do think The Office probably needed to end when it ended. In a reboot,
yeah,
it would suck.
And if
because
they try to remake it, please don't.
I think they were, yeah.
But you're excited about the new Harry Potter.
Oh, that's going to be sick.
You think?
Oh, it's going to be so sick.
I hope so.
Yeah. Here's the thing about Harry Potter is there's a lot of stuff they didn't cover. So to do like seven seasons, I think is what they're going to do, like 7-10 episode seasons,
yeah,
where each episode's an hour long. So basically each movie would be 7 hours long, however many episodes they make it. Doesn't that sound pretty beast?
Sounds beast, but also like, is like the first one going to be over the Sorcerer's Stone, like season one? You think Sorcerer's Stone?
Yeah, yeah. I think like they're going to make like seven seasons.
Yeah. Like so that. You read the books?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's that much missing.
Oh, tons. I mean, a bunch of like they did a good job, but like a bunch of fun stuff that could be in there in more detail.
Yeah.
Like I think Order of the Phoenix is the longest book, and it's like the worst movie. You know. Isn't Order of the Phoenix number 5?
Is that?
When, like, Dolores Umbridge is there.
Okay.
So there's got to be a lot of cool stuff in there. And then, like, in the sixth one, Dumbledore has Harry into his office a bunch, and they're deep diving in the Pensieve into Voldemort's past.
That's what it's called? Pensieve?
Pensieve's the dish.
Yeah, yeah.
So they would go in there and see Voldemort's past.
Oh, but we got one of those, but it
was
late.
Yeah, but more of that.
Okay.
Yeah, that was in the sixth one.
So you just want Harry and Dumbledore to be hanging out?
Deep diving in the Pensieve. They're just like things like that. More detail.
All right.
More characters.
It's HBO.
There was a whole uprising of house elves that worked at at
like a mutiny?
Well, they're slaves at Hogwarts. They make the food underneath the table. Yeah, and then Hermione was doing a big
underneath
old...
Underneath the table that the kids sit at?
Not underneath, but like down below floors. Basement. Yeah, yeah. And Hermione was kind of like the Martin Luther King of it all and was starting like a house elf, like save the house elves nice. Out of a dream wizards and house elves.
It would be Hermione.
Yeah, she was
being
good job,
you get porridge now.
Yeah.
You get beans and toast.
But most of the house elves are like, nah, we don't really want to be freed, if I remember correctly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're good.
But Dobby was up in there like, nah, y'all, we want to be free. I don't ever really remember what happened with that, so that'd be interesting to see.
Yeah. I just thought of something. It's already gone. Something about,
Harry Potter?
Toast, maybe.
That's something that they eat.
Oh, okay, here was my question. Is Harry Potter granted to British people? Like a British movie, but I feel like we inherited it somehow.
But
it's
mean?
like you never like you can't.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, it's theirs. I mean,
yeah,
they
like,
have all the
so
spots.
Game
and
of
stuff.
Thrones is theirs.
I think that's a little different because Harry Potter is like they do a bunch of stuff in England with like Big Ben and like that bridge. You
Universal
know?
Studios.
What do you mean we got it too?
Harry Potter world.
Yeah.
We got the whole world.
I think they might have one over there too.
I'm sure it's sick if they
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it's got rides and stuff but like tours and stuff.
Japan has a Universal Studios. I almost didn't. But I feel like it would have been very childish. A lot of Japanese people act like they're like 14 even.
In Paris, there's a Disney World.
You been to Paris?
No. In Paris, there's a Disney World.
And there's French people there.
That gets more tourism than the Eiffel Tower, the Louvre, and...
Louvre?
That's like their art museum.
Pretty sure that's their bath.
No. That's the Louvre. And something else combined. What's another Paris tourist attraction? Maybe something called, like, something Versailles?
Eye of Versailles?
No, obviously I'm asking the wrong guy.
Yeah.
I'm asking an idiot.
I thought Africa was a country. No, but I mean, hey.
All right, let's rate these bad boys.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
So, start with Transformers.
Transformers, I'm ready.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. 7.9.
Okay.
I didn't think it was all that.
I didn't think it was all that.
8.1 is fine. I almost rated it an 8.1.
All right. Well, you got your dream then.
All right.
Well, we're going to be off on this one then.
I think we're good.
All right.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. 7.9. I cheated. I knew when you said I rated it 7.7. I knew when you said we're going to be off on this one that had to mean you rated it the same. Okay, so I rated
8.3 and a 7.9. So what's the final scores? Transformers
8.1 and a 7.8 is the total.
I like that.
I think those are
that
great.
Transformers 1 was at least better than this movie.
It was
by how I wanted to. The flight not to end. I was like, we landed, and there was this large black lady that was
huffing and puffing,
pushing.
She was like Jabba the Hutt, and I could hear her all the way down the airplane hustling down the aisle. Like,
she was cooking, and the second she got off the airplane, I think she was just trying to get to.
She was dying to get in the wheelchair.
Okay,
but I mean, just sit down.
Yeah, if you see somebody run a 4-4-100 and then sit in a wheelchair, you're like, what do you need that for?
Yeah.
This lady was cooking. Yeah. I don't like the whole, like, connecting flight BS you go through when people are like...
I have a connecting flight. Let me through. You should have put
plan
your...
ahead.
Yeah.
And also, like...
No, you can't plan ahead.
Airports don't plan ahead for you.
The airports...
They'll give you an hour or something.
Should, but they don't. Sometimes people...
You don't go through security.
The connecting flight. When we went back from Finland and we stopped in England, you do go through security.
Okay, well, that's different.
You didn't...
Like,
different countries?
Country, I think.
It's tough sometimes, dude. You'll be running. I was on one from California where a bunch of people missed when we stopped in Arizona.
I would not There's no way to get from Georgia to California on a non-connecting flight.
Sometimes there, I mean, there are.
That just seems like what I would do. I hate the whole...
It wasn't like California's main airport. We were going to somewhere smaller.
I'm also not in a rush when people are like, it's like seatbelt sign goes off and everybody thinks that they're going to be the first one.
Oh, no, that's the worst. You should
sit down.
You should exit.
Like you go row,
the way you came.
Row,
and if you have a connecting flight, you can choose your seat. So choose one at the front of the airplane.
Yeah.
But nothing is worse than getting up and hustling and getting your bags and getting in front of me when you're behind me and getting off the airplane.
Yeah, that just makes it my problem.
And that has got to be one of the worst things ever.
And the carry-on baggage, I didn't realize this for the longest, but it's very short. So when I start standing up, I'm like...
Oh, yeah, you mean like that? Oh, the overhead
part? I'm neck down, like...
Nah, you have to sit if you're under there.
Yeah, it's a freaking nightmare. But I'm not even... 5'8" or whatever the hell.
No, man.
You were making jokes like that the whole entire trip.
Oh, whole trip. I think
John gets off on actually being over 6 foot.
What did I say? Oh, they were talking about sharing a bed. I said, how are we supposed to share a bed? We got 1 6-foot guy and 1 5'10" guy.
Yeah. Mom, that's also another thing Mom does. Cheap SOB. We had points for, like, everything. We had points for the flight, check plus there. Mom had, like, her reward points.
I think
for
I only spent hotel. $48. Oh, no, because we started the Wawa and stuff. But I bought that breakfast was the only expense.
I spent less than $100. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
But I would have been willing to spend $500 to sleep in a bed.
Yeah, great room.
Mom's like, oh, yeah, the pull-outs are nice. And the pull-outs are always nice when you're not the person sleeping.
Mom hasn't slept on a pull-out bed in 40 years.
Yeah, at least. Yeah. Oh, pull-out beds are the worst. There's no reason
nice.
For that mattress
They're
to be
nice.
Able to fold in the middle. Right where that folds, that's where the sag's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
And then Addie did her, like, Mother Teresa
I'll take
act.
The pull-out.
Which doesn't help.
Yeah.
She's just trying to be a nuisance. Did Addie say something over... Addie was doing some BS she saw on, like, TikTok or something. Addie, like, the first snow day, we were off on Friday, so it was Friday. Friday, Addie's like, I'll just read the messages. It was, like, it was just the dumbest shit I've ever seen. And she was doing it to get, like, something out of me. I don't know what else she was. She said, wow, it's actually snowing. I can't believe it. 7:17 a.m. Didn't answer. Figured it was the wrong number. Now we are inside watching a movie. I said, okay, cool.
Is she texting just to you?
Yes. And she's doing this to, like, give me some response that's like, why are you doing this? And then she said, now we are inside watching a movie. I said, okay, cool. Because I knew what she was doing. I wasn't going to let her get away with it. Then she said, heated up some pizza for lunch, about to build a snowman. Didn't answer. 102, taking a nap now, - exhausted.
What?
Didn't answer.
Did she do this to you ever?
She's done it before, but then she said, that was a good nap.
Just to get you to snap?
Yeah, and I said, I blocked you. And I blocked her phone number. And then I unblocked her the next day.
So she saw that on TikTok?
Yeah, she must have seen it on TikTok or something about like, like this is how my little brother responds to me. And I was like, I'm not playing this game with you.
That was a good nap.
So yeah, that was a good nap.
I think it was funny. Maybe you just need to put a smile on. Just do
it. Maybe she should do it to you.
Just do the things. I would probably just be like, oh, that's cool.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd like to
see. If I would have responded more, she would have told me more. And at some point, you would have snapped just as much.
I would have snapped, but I probably would have stopped texting back.
I did.
No, but you didn't even give her, like, the...
I said, okay, cool. How much more am I supposed to say about it?
You don't talk back a lot. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't need to. You guys talk so much for the rest of us.
Because we like each other.
You guys are all in the same place. Married with kids. You guys all talk about your marriage, and you all talk about your kids. I think it's wonderful. I have nothing to say about it. So until that fact changes, I'm going to stay quiet. Hey, cute kid. Another kid's cute. It's a cute kid. He's half night.
Did you see me snowboard on that old snowboard of ours?
No.
Oh, man, I shredded.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm upset I missed that one.
Down by, and I put Louise on it, too. Was it just me, or did... I feel like that old snowboard used to not work. Like, yeah, it just didn't go.
It was user error. Or we were probably, like, trying to do it on, like, that, like, thin sheet of ice we used to get. Oh, I'm scrolling through our images. I was laughing so hard when I saw that picture of Dad with, like, his shirt off and his the only thing cut up were his wrist.
Yeah.
I was like, why is your shirt off?
Well, maybe he bled all over it.
Hey, man, he looked good.
He looked good.
He looked good.
He looked jacked.
Yeah, I was a little jealous. Yeah. But, yeah, Dad shirtless and camo pants. Oh, I'm looking at it now. A lot of scooting. No!
Yeah, that's right.
You suck.
Oh, that must have been the one Dad sent.
Oh.
I also only ate it because I was about to go in the woods. But when
about
I ate
to go in the woods, you had 30 feet of coverage.
When
bro.
I ate it that time, the snow was so thin, I didn't realize it was a mud pit underneath, and I got covered in mud.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all snow is just making mud.
Yeah, but you should have seen me. I mean, I was the mud monster.
Really? That bad?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Did it ruin your day after that?
Nah, I just had to keep wiping snow all over me.
I gotta watch. I'll watch these later. I forgot about that hole.
Yeah, but I found that snowboard, and I went over there to blow up an inner tube, which, if it snows again, we gotta meet over Mom and Dad's.
Inner tube?
Oh, man, we had these inner tubes.
JP just told me it's supposed to snow on Monday.
That's what I'm hearing, too.
Oh, that was
devastating. I know.
I really, like, having, like, a normal week of work at this point
was finally
almost
a nice
breath of fresh air.
But also, I'm not really seeing that on the radar. Holy dickens. Next week, it gets to 15.
No snow, though.
Nah, it's supposed to rain on Saturday, but I'm not seeing any snow.
Yeah. Rain on Saturday. Freezes. I need to frame my
it
house.
It could be frozen. Yeah, but it sounds like you don't have a water meter yet.
So?
I don't think you can get your building permit without the water meter.
What?
I think Taylor might have paid for it now, but...
No. Who was going to tell me that? I have
I think you probably should have been the one to get the water meter.
I didn't know it would hold up. Coweta is the worst freaking place to build in.
Yeah, it's tough.
I'm 4 houses framed in Franklin, 0 water meters for 10 houses.
We already bought those water meters.
Oh, well, hell.
We only had to buy them. We had to, you had to apply for them. Oh, that's Taylor.
It's going to rot.
It's not going to rot.
It's going to be moldy.
It's not going to be moldy. I'm not going to say which house, but one of these houses I've built had lumber out there for about 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah, it was a huge disaster. The lumber was fine, though. We took it off site, pressure washed it, so people who were viewing it wouldn't be like, hey, man, you know that house you bought? That lumber was out in the weather for like 6 months. But... we also got an engineer letter, and he said it was fine.
Daggum, dude. I need to start framing that house. I hate building in Coweta. I'll probably just say no from now on. No thanks.
You're going to have to.
Nice, said no.
Let me ask Tay, when will Bagley have water meters?
Well, that's why I always look like I'm red. You got both lights shining on you like you're in some freaking...
I don't know why you didn't name this one at you. It's probably, you know, I mean.
Oh, now you want a bitch with your face.
I mean, I always look like $1 million on this thing. Oh, great. Now look at me.
Looking like Two-Face over I'm there. I ruined it.
Now you look great.
I looked like a freaking Georgia peach for the last 6 episodes.
I don't aim your light, brother.
Every time I look over there, I'm like, geez, am I really that red?
You just need to do this. Stare right into the thing.
Yeah, those freaking light bulbs are powered by the sun. You should see them. I put them in. They're huge.
They're huge?
You have to put them in with a glove.
Yeah, you can't look at it, huh?
I stared at it for 2 minutes. You want to play our game?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Alrighty, so now you guys both know about Transformers 1 and The Wild Robot. Both... watchable. I would watch Transformers 1 at some point, probably wouldn't watch
Wild Robot. The problem with Transformers 1 was you know, the action wasn't that great.
And how do they turn into cars?
The comedy wasn't that great either.
There are a couple chuckles I got. But
could have been more. I thought there could have been more chuckles. I thought that...
I like that Bumblebee could talk.
Yeah, yeah, that was fun. He was super annoying.
Yeah.
That part was pretty funny. You know who played Megatron?
No.
I'm trying to think of what this guy's in. I know he's in Atlanta, the TV show.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like a bigger black dude.
I can probably picture him, but I can't really.
He's like the chubbier one?
Yeah.
I don't know what else he's in.
No, either.
And then, like, which one wrote Get Out? Key or Peele?
It's Jordan Peele.
Okay. Then Key was Bumblebee.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. I didn't know that either.
And do you know who the fox was in Wild Robot?
No, sounding like a sly devil, though.
Pedro Pascal.
Knew it.
You believe they got Pedro Pascal for that movie?
What do you mean? He's not like...
He's like the most famous name doing it right now, I feel like.
What year was it made? And you're saying this was up for like 4 Oscars, so this is probably like his prize.
I don't even know. You know what's funny? I don't even know what award means what. I don't feel like it's an Oscar.
It's like Grammys or Oscars, but
Golden Globe maybe?
I do not know. Do not care either.
Grammys is music, I think.
Grammys is music. Oscar is definitely acting. Oscar is the one they go for.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the Oscar is the one that matters most, but people are like, oh, thanks for this.
Oh, Roz was the girl from Black Panther. That's like his girlfriend, you know?
Black Panther's girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Bright Bill is some dude I don't know. So not that many famous people in that one.
All right, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll go second.
Sweet.
All right, you go first.
All right, I will do... So the game is Best Duels in Cinema because we just did a duel movie review. People said we couldn't do it. People said we didn't have time to review 2 movies. Joke's on you. All right, so Best Duels in Cinema. Luke versus Darth Vader.
Nice.
I think maybe the fight isn't the greatest fight, but Luke, I am your father happens in that one.
Which I think makes he also hits a backflip in it.
And his arm gets cut off. A lot of cool stuff happens in that scene.
Yeah.
Luke definitely gets his arm cut off. He kind of looked at me like...
I was wondering if they fought twice, because I thought he got his arm cut off before he heard he was his father.
Really?
But no, I think you're right.
Because he
right
falls there. Down the Death Star. He's like,
no! Yeah. No! Yeah. Yeah, so good job picking a really cheesy
one. Would you rather not have a dad? Because up until this point, you thought your dad was nobody. Yeah. Now you hear who your dad is, and you're all upset about it.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Badass. Grow up. That's why I'm so beast.
Yeah. I went with Dumbledore versus Voldemort in Order of the Phoenix.
Oh, okay, okay.
You know, there's...
Oh, in the newspaper room.
Yeah, everyone hates on that movie, that's a but banger. The duel is so good that it almost saves the movie. That fire snake and then the glass. Fire snake
and then he turns it to butterflies. The water ball.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was a sick one.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great duel.
I'm going to do Morpheus versus Neo.
But good like, one, because they kept on trying to put Neo versus the other guy on the list I was looking at, but I put that one as well.
Oh, absolutely not.
Classic
like,
fight.
When they're like showing Neo the ropes of the Matrix, yeah. And then he starts figuring it out inside of that Japanese room, and they're booming. Yeah,
that's a sick fight. That's a sick fight. I'm going to go Darth Maul versus Obi-Wan Kenobi and Qui-Gon Jinn. Darth Maul only has like 5 minutes of FaceTime, and he's one of the famous person in Star Wars.
I don't recall of that this fight.
The fight when he's Obi-Wan and
Qui-Gon.
And Darth Maul is fighting them both. No, not Samuel L., but Liam Neeson.
Ah.
Before he cuts Qui-Gon, he hits him in the hole, and then Darth Maul ends up getting cut in half and kicked down that big hole.
Dadgum.
It's a great brawl. It. Oh, and there's great music going on.
Darth Maul is my favorite character in Star Wars.
It's his only scene in the whole thing, basically. He's barely in the movie.
Also,
the music slaps.
I feel like people don't like. We should do a Star Wars rating, because I feel like people would put Jar Jar pretty low on their list, and I would put
Jar Jar was really high on my list.
Pretty high.
Imagine if, I mean, there was a big rumor mill that they were going to make him like a Sith Lord. That
would have been sick.
And that all of his stupidness was actually
a joke.
Him, like, playing chess, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And that would have been sick. But people hated on him so much that they went away from it.
I'm going to do Anakin Skywalker versus Obi-Wan.
Wow, lots of Star Wars, and we're not even that big of fans.
No kidding. They got great fights.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good fight. That's when he gets kicked in the lava and he turns into a dam.
I hate you! Yeah,
that's a good one. I went the Mountain versus Red Viper in Game of Thrones.
Who's Red Viper?
Pedro Pascal.
You kill
the children.
You rape them.
And he looks like he's got it. And then.
Yeah, it gets his eyeballs
gouged the frig out.
I'm going to do Tommy versus brother in The Warrior.
Oh, great one. I didn't even have that.
Really?
No, I forgot. That's a great one.
I love you, Tom. I was bawling my eyes out.
Yeah. And Tommy just...
I can't believe that brother would.
Yeah, he's lucky Tommy had dislocated shoulder. Yeah,
Tommy was the devil in that octagon.
All right, I got Aang versus Fire Lord Ozai.
Oh, that's
when that wraps up and he's doing it, and Fire Lord Ozai also slaps, but then he's in Avatar mode.
Oh yeah,
and he's just in a
Fire Lord Ozai. Like, you've committed too many sins, mm-hmm. And then he takes his bending ability. Fire. I'll do Rocky Balboa versus Apollo Creed.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I feel like I like the German dude with Rocky, that fight better, but I feel like the first movie has that at the start, Rocky versus mm-hmm. Apollo, maybe. It's the second one. I'm not, like, a huge Rocky guy. It was a beast.
Well, he fights Apollo in the first one, barely loses. Fights Apollo in the second one, wins. Okay. Fights Mr. T in the third. Fights German Drago.
Yeah.
In the fourth.
The German dude.
He
I remember
kills
him
Apollo
like...
Creed in a fight.
Wow.
In that movie.
Mm.
I'm going to go with Gandalf versus the Balrog. You shall not pass. And then you think Gandalf is dead.
Oh, that should have been way higher. It's actually not a good battle, though.
Well, but...
It's like Whip.
You think he's dead, but then you find out they fought the whole way down at the beginning of the second movie.
Oh, really?
He kills him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Beast. I have, Iron Man versus Captain America and Bucky.
That's a good one.
Did you know? Tony. Did you know?
So.
That was when Bucky.
Iron Man fights them both.
Yeah, because.
I like that. It would take both of them to beat Iron Man.
Absolutely.
At least.
Yeah. I mean, like, what's a souped up soldier compared to a dude with actual, like, metal armor?
Yeah.
And they're both just souped up soldiers. But it's Beast.
And. Yeah, I like that. I like that we got one for Marvel, because I was wrapping my head around Marvel, and
none
I was like...
None of the fights are really too great.
None of them too great.
No.
I almost put Puss in Boots, because the animation was sick, dude. Yeah. That's what I was hoping Transformers had a cooler animation.
Which is funny, because, like, the way that it's going ever since, like, the Millers versus the Machines...
Yeah.
It's almost like they've adopted that into animation.
I actually think
so
that...
Well.
The Spider-Man movie started it.
Oh, I would have thought Millers versus the Machines was
no,
before
no.
The first
I think the first Spider-Man was first. And
okay.
I think Millers versus the Machines.
I mean, hey, if it was first, I mentioned Millers and the Machines. Great movie.
I think,
but
also
Into the Spider-Verse should have been a game changer for all of animation.
I think that's what they did.
Yeah.
I got Omni-Man versus Invincible.
Oh man! At the end,
yeah, it just creams them.
I still have you dead.
He says that when he's already...
He's like, what will you have in 500 years? Everybody will be dead. And his face is all bloody, and they're like on that mountain, and he's like, I'll still have you dead.
Yeah, that's intense.
And then he flies out.
Oh, wait. Is there about to be like a part two of season two or something coming out soon? Or did we already watch the whole thing?
You know, now that you ask that, I feel like we're missing the part two. But honestly, save it for season three. Make season three, like, if part two...
Oh,
is,
dude, they will not do that. No,
it just
give me part
me
two
the
because
hell
they're going
to
make season three.
I hate part twos. I get it on, like, I get on like a Harry Potter or like a Game of Thrones even, where it's like, hey, we're going to break this season up into two seasons, split it up. You'll get five hour-long episodes.
Bitch about the animation.
It's a freaking... Oh, and then honestly, that
like,
scene where they're
so
like...
so cool.
They're like, yeah, sometimes we even just have our heads facing the back of the camera, so you think...
Yeah,
we're
rubbing
talking.
Our face.
Yeah,
in
it's
it.
Like, hey, we're just assholes.
It's
we're
also
lazy.
Like... that just pisses me
off. I know about... 200 Japanese people.
Spider-Verse
that are shelling out the greatest anime shows I've ever seen weekly. No breaks.
Into the Spider-Verse has got way, 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 way better animation. Like, yeah. Cooler and tougher to do.
What's up, Dave?
I like Invincible's animation. I do.
Yeah.
But don't bitch about it.
Yeah,
just
please.
Make it like a real man. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Goodness. I have Naruto versus Sasuke.
Omni-Man versus Invincible, though. Who is that?
Naruto versus...
Is that
right.
His trainer with the eye patch?
Who do you think I'm talking about right now?
Naruto.
Sasuke is like his main op.
Naruto versus Naruto?
Naruto versus Sasuke.
Is Sasuke got the white hair and the eye patch?
No, he's an Uchiha and he's got the red eyes and the Sharingan.
Oh, he's an Uchiha.
Yeah. I bet you feel dumb right now.
Who's the guy with the eye patch?
Nobody, but I think you're thinking of Kakashi Sensei. He's got a headband and he tilts it and one eye is covered. It's not an eye patch, dickbag. It's a headband.
Does he have an eye?
If you wore your beanie over one eye, would that be then an eye patch?
If I saw a man doing that, I would assume he didn't have an eye. Does he have an eye?
He's got a Sharingan eye that he stole from his... He didn't steal. His best friend was about to die. He was an Uchiha. He gave him his eye.
So it doesn't
work? Sharingan is like the most OP eye of all time.
So he covers it up?
Yeah.
What does it do?
I mean, it just like... It reads people like a book.
Oh.
Like, if somebody was about... Like, if you were about to punch me in 3 seconds, I could see you, like... I could see you punching me.
Oh, wow.
And then it would happen.
Oh, wow.
So I'm, like, 2 steps.
Oh, let's see if I got anything
else. They call
him
the copycat ninja for a reason, bro.
I have Hot Rod versus Frank when he fights his stepdad at the end of the movie.
Oh, when he makes him shit his pants.
Most of my laughter jokes, actually.
My last one is Harry Potter versus Voldemort. But once you said the Voldemort versus Dumbledore, I was like,
yeah, that's way better.
Cedric Diggory versus Voldemort. That'd be the best. Kill the spell.
Yeah, he doesn't even kill himself.
Got killed by
Wormtail. Cedric was supposed to be good at magic, and he got creamed by Wormtail.
Harry, bring back my body. My boy! I'm killing it. The My Boy scene, that probably got me at some point.
It's probably the saddest death in Harry Potter. Maybe Dumbledore.
Yeah. Nah, Dumbledore kind of like... I think Cedric, for what it was probably the saddest.
Mm-hmm.
But like Fred or George died, whichever one it was. And
Dobby.
Dobby was Dobby the saddest. Hit. Dobby was the saddest. And I was in Florida when I was watching that. And I kind of introduced...
What a beautiful place to die with friends.
Yeah. I was in Florida, like, at Universal with Jack Patterson and Javon.
Yeah.
And we went to see that movie, and, like, I had kind of gotten Javon into the Harry Potter movies before that.
Yeah.
So he wanted to watch it. And he was devastated. Dobby!
That's
but,
good.
Yeah, I mean... Dobby was probably the saddest, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Not my daughter, you bitch!
Sirius Black wasn't all that sad. Lupin wasn't all that sad.
Yeah, Sirius was like, is this guy dead?
Yeah, I think it was just kind of... Which, oh yeah, he went to that little portal
like,
thing.
Portal to heaven.
That was weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder if that's what happened in the book.
You read it?
In high school. Maybe even middle school.
Jeez.
I put Happy Gilmore versus Shooter McGavin.
Oh, that's a good one.
And the only other one I think I didn't say was Step Brothers. Just their fight when they cream each other.
Is that sack on drum sack into a fight?
Yeah, I think so. That's a good one, too. Did you see what Finn said to Matt?
Sack. Oh, yeah, I read that.
That was hilarious.
Nuts.
Like the nuts you pee out of?
I don't think that's how it works, bud.
Why would you draw nuts for the museum? I don't know. They asked me to draw.
But all right. You good?
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, that was great. Till next time.
Adios.